Now to a story about a refugee family who waited 3 years to learn if they'd be allowed to come here to the U.S. A Syrian couple and their 5-year-old son. Finally, last November, they received authorization to settle in Indianapolis. Then extremist militants attacked in Paris. And in response, several U.S. governors, including Indiana's Mike Pence, ordered their state agencies to halt resettlement activities. That's when Connecticut's governor, Democrat Daniel Malloy, stepped in.
What I did was simply say that we were not going to do what 30 governors had all in a period of about 18 to 24 hours, 30 governors had all signed up to say we're not going to allow Syrians or Iraqis in our state. Mm. And I just said that, you know, that's ridiculous. And we will in Connecticut continue to do our part to resettle refugees. It then just so happened that this family was on its way to Indianapolis. And Governor Pence was one of those 30, 31 governors who signed up to say no way. And they got diverted to Connecticut, and I went to meet them. Wonderful people.
Does Connecticut have a policy of open doors? Is that why they went to Connecticut? Or
no, well, I think it in part was because I had taken a position that was opposite of what most governors were doing. And that is that I understood what the refugee process was, the interview process, the background check process, the fact that this arises from our international obligations going all the way back to 1951. We are signatories to agreements here in the United States and Canada as well to do our part to help resettle refugees. And overwhelmingly, our society has benefited from the relocation of refugees into the United States. Our rocket industry, our propulsion experiments, our universities and colleges have done unbelievably well because of refugees, and it's who we are and what we are. In fact, most of us trace our roots to being refugees one way or the other.
That family showed up in Connecticut 1 week after the November 13th attacks by Islamic militants in Paris. At least one of those attackers is thought to have had a Syrian passport. Did Connecticut citizens push back at all about the idea of taking in any and all immigrants?
Yeah, sure. There were probably a lot of people who don't think I'm right about this. But, you know, I think that they don't have the vantage point of understanding what the process is, how exhaustive it is, that it takes up to 2 years for a refugee to be cleared for placement in the United States. There are multiple biometric devices that are used, background programs, a number of interviews where folks are tested for discrepancies in their stories, where husbands and wives and children will be interviewed separately. A lot of people just don't understand how good the process is.
Aren't you concerned that extremists might enter Connecticut?
No.
Not at all.
Why not? I'm not through the refugee process. Mm. Are there opportunities for extremists to come to the United States? Yes. Far less likely than any other way through the refugee process because it is exhaustive in nature.
So, Governor, this is your position, but the U.S. has set a goal of admitting 10,000 Syrian refugees before the end of the 2016 fiscal year. And we're nowhere near reaching that goal, are we?
We're not. Our friends in Canada are doing a substantially better job than we're doing. How do you do it? I think that the government's got to do its job. The refugee agencies have got to do its job. In Connecticut, people are stepping forward and saying, hey, we'll be part of the solution.
Daniel Malloy is the governor of Connecticut. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
One more note here. Governor Malloy recently received the John F. Kennedy Profiles in Courage Award for his advocacy on behalf of refugees.